We would like to welcome you into the services of Union Temple Free Will Baptist Church with Pastor Brother Oscar McCamus. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:45, Sunday night at 6, and Wednesday at 7. We're located just 9 miles out the Kingsport Highway and would love for you to join us. Now, we would like to welcome you into the services of Pastor Brother Oscar McCamus.
Hebrews chapter 11. Now, faith is the substance, and a better word maybe for substance is the assurance. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the evidence or the convictions of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. By faith Enoch was translated, or he was taken up into heaven without going by the way of the grave. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now, I want to preach, as I said, about faith here tonight. Just talk about it as we have so many times. And maybe just to encourage our hearts tonight. And I like to think of that. That's a good thing for prayer meeting services. The value of it is that we can come together and be encourage one another, and just hope that this will tonight be a help to you. And so I guess if I would just a simple text, I guess, what is faith? Faith, we talk about that a lot. And let me give you illustration before I start preaching, I think, that'll go along with this. I've got a book, and I think maybe Faye was the one that got it for me, but I've got a book that's got like 10,000 illustrations in it. And you can take any subject in the Bible that you want, and you can look, and there's illustrations there that illustrates whatever it is. So like faith here, I wanted one that would explain or help to see what we're talking about here tonight. And I found one in there that says something like this. Many years ago, a captain of a large vessel set sail from Liverpool going to New York. And so one night while everybody was asleep, a sudden storm arose, and so the wind began sweeping over the water and struck the vessel and almost capsized it. And everything was moving, was sent tumbling and crashing, you can just imagine. And the passengers became aware that they were in imminent danger. They understood that. So everyone was alarmed, and many got up out of their bed, already in bed, and began to dress. And so everybody was afraid. But the captain had a little 8-year-old daughter that was on board and was awakened, and she cried out and said, "What's the matter? What's going on? What's happening?" And when they told her about the storm, this is the question she asked. Her father was the captain, and she said, "Is father on deck?" And of course, they assured her that he was. And you know what the little 8-year-old girl did? She just laid right down in her pillow and went to sleep. In other words, in spite of the winds and the waters and the boat shaking, she was soon fast asleep. So the question is, and whenever she realized that her father was unborn, that reassured her that she was in good hands, that she was safe because her father was unborn. And so that ought to be the attitude of every Christian as we face the rough seas and the stormy days of life. And absolutely, we do that. We do face those things. The Bible tells us that we are to live by faith. In verses like Mark chapter 11, verse 22, Jesus answering them said unto them, have faith in God. And so we're reminded that faith is to be the daily lifestyle of the believer. When we read Romans chapter 14 and verse 23, it says, and he that doubteth is damned if he eats, because he eateth not of faith, for whatsoever is not of faith is a sin. So we understand that anything that isn't a product of faith is a sin. And so, and we read there in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6, we see that without this quality that's called faith, we'll never be able to please the Lord. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. So we know that we're saved by faith. Look what Hebrews or Ephesians 2, 8 and 9, for by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourself, it's a gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. And so here we see this, and so just how do we go about living every day of our life by faith? Now, we understand that we started this journey as a Christian. We got into the family of God by faith. And now that we're in the family of God and entered the family of God by faith, then how are we to go about living every day of our lives by faith? That's what I want to deal with here tonight. And thankfully, the Bible doesn't leave us in the dark concerning the walk of faith. In other words, it sheds much light on this very, very important topic. Tonight, I want to look here and I want to preach on what is faith. What really is faith? And so I want to tell you what it is, and I also want to tell you what faith is not. And then I want to show you what it does in our lifestyle every day. So let's look at this right here. And the first thing I want to tell you what faith is not. I want to talk about some of the fallacies of faith. Now, faith is not, as some people would lead you to believe, it is not a blind leap. Now, there's those who feel that life that's lived by faith is a life is a foolish life. Somebody that would live by faith, that's not very wise. That's what the world says. They speculate that faith is no more than just a leap into the dark. But however, faith is much, much more than just walking around and waiting for the providence of God to bump into you. In other words, faith is your response to the promises of God for your life. That's what faith is. It's your response to the promises of God for your life. God says, I will lead you. You know what faith says? I will follow. God says, I will feed you. Faith says, I will eat. God says, I will meet your need. Faith says, it's done. I know that you will meet my need. Faith is never a leap in the dark. It's always based upon the firmest of foundation, and the firmest of all foundation that faith is based upon is the Word of God. That's what you can't have no solider foundation than the Word of God. So that's what our faith. So the person who really walks in faith, he never walks through life blind. He always knows what's ahead. So faith is not, a leap in the dark. Faith is not a blank check. Now, we know what's on television a lot. If some of you watch a lot of preaching and Christian television, and you just watch all of them that come on there, you know what's on there, and they have this name it and claim it philosophy that permeates much of the churches today. Now, people have been taught that if you want something from God, then all you got to do is just pray about it and believe it and then look for it to happen. That's what they're telling people. If you want something from God, just pray about it and believe it that's going to happen and then just wait for it to happen. So there's many who become discouraged, and I know some of those personally, that have become discouraged and disappointed with God because He didn't do hit like they were told He would. A lot of good people, a lot of good Christians, had a desperate need in their life, and they would go to somebody like this, and they would tell them, just pray about it, believe God, and He'll do it for you. And the one particular one I want to talk about is the a good friend of mine. His wife had cancer, and he was praying, as I would do, praying for that she would be healed. And he went to one of these guys, and they prayed and told her that she was going to be healed, and she wasn't, and she passed away, and it destroyed him. It destroyed his faith. It destroyed his confidence in God. And so that happens. They become disappointed when God didn't do like some preacher or somebody told them that he would do. Now, faith is not a blank check. God is not our little cosmic Santa Claus that's just waiting for us to place our orders and then drive away with anything and everything we please. That's not who God is. That's not what faith is. Just ask whatever you want, and God's going to give it to you. Now, the implication of this way of thinking is, if this is true, then God is no more than just a genie that has no other purpose than to grant our wishes by the thousands. And we know, and let me remind you, that this charismatic name it and claim it crowd, they missed the mark. And God is about far more and larger and greater things than just waiting for me to come up with a new want for my wish list. Is that not right? God's got a whole lot more things to be concerned about than just waiting for me to come and ask for something He can give me to add to my wish list. So faith is not just a blank check. Just whatever you want, just ask Him and believe, and God's going to give it to you. And faith is not a bad choice. There's those who would say that it's foolish to walk in total and utter dependence upon the Lord. Now, these people, they argue that God is an unknown, that He's an unseen force which man cannot interact and have fellowship. Now, I want to say that's not true. I'm glad that I walk with Him every day, aren't you? I'm glad that I have fellowship with Him every day. I say this all the time. The greatest thing that we have as Christians is our fellowship, our personal fellowship, our personal relationship that we have with the Lord Jesus. He walks with me and He talks with me. And you all know what I'm talking about. So they call the Christian who lives by faith foolish. You're a fool. However, the Christian who determines to truly live by faith, by total faith in His Heavenly Father, I want you to understand that if you choose to live by faith in God, you will never, ever be disappointed by God. God will never disappoint you, nor will He struggle. You will never struggle through life blindly when you have your faith in God. So there will be a deep, settled assurance that God is absolute control of all situations. I believe that tonight, don't you? I believe that God is in absolute control of all situations. There's nothing that is out of His control. He's in control of everything. And that is, He will always, His will will always be accomplished in the life of the believer. And so, as believers, we can either choose to please the Lord, or we can choose to please ourselves. God made us a free moral agent. We can do whichever one. God's not going to force you to live to please Him. You can either choose to live to please the Lord, or you can choose to live to please yourself. And the sad thing is that so many people that profess to be Christians have chosen the latter. They have chosen to live their lives to please themselves. But I want to say tonight that I want to live my life to be pleasing unto the Lord. I want to be like old Enoch, the Bible says, that he had this testimony before he was translated that he pleased God. What could even be said better about a person than that he lived his life to please the Lord? And so if we're determined that we're going to please the Lord, that we're going to have to walk by faith in Him and His Word and His will. Now these are a few things that faith is not. And just allow me to give you just a few minutes here to look at what faith is. And so, let me see some facts here concerning faith. If faith is none of these things that I said, a blank check, a bad choice, a leap in the dark, if that's not what it is, then what is it? Now, it's defined there in verse 1 that I read. Notice that it says faith makes things that are hoped for as real as the things that are. It makes real the things that are hoped for just as real as the things that are. And it provides the unshakable evidence of those things that are ours as a result of our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, faith, it brings the future within the present and it makes the invisible seen. That's what faith does. That's exactly what those verses, first two verses, says right there. It says that right here that faith brings the future within the present and it makes the invisible seen. Now, thankfully, the author of Hebrews, as Brother Kenny said a while ago, most people believe it's Apostle Paul. Some may not believe that, and it really not a matter. Whoever the human writer was, we know that they wrote under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, that it was God's word. But anyway, the author, whether it's Apostle Paul or whoever, did not leave us in the dark concerning what all this sureness and certainty is, and were to be based upon. In verse 2. The writer speaks of the elders and says that by their faith, they earned a good report from God. Then he goes on to speak of their faith, and in every instant, either stated or implied, is the promise of God. Now, if you're still there at chapter 11, let's just look at some of these elders. Let's just look at some of these patriarchs. Verse 3. The creation account is reliable because it's based upon the Word of God. In other words, God said, let there be, and there was. Look in verse 4. Abel offered a more pleasing sacrifice because of faith in a promise. And then in 5 and 6, Enoch received the first plain Aaron because he had faith in the promises of God. Verse 7, Noah built the ark. Had never rained before. But God told him that it's going to rain and going to destroy the earth because God repented him that he ever made man. Their thoughts were evil continually. And he told Noah to build an ark. And by faith, he built the ark and he survived the flood because his faith was bounded on the promise of God. Look at verse 8 through 19. Abraham left home and his country, just pulled up roots and his family and everything, and left Ur of the Chaldeans and sojourned in a foreign land. That means sojourn means just passing through, a pilgrim, a stranger, just never settling down, just had a tent, offered his son as a sacrifice to God, and looked for that eternal city whose builder and maker was God. So Abraham's faith was based on the unshakable foundation of the Word of God. Now look in verse 20 through 22. Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph all died in faith, looking for the fulfillment of the promise of the Lord. Believed God, had faith. Verse 23 through verse 29. Moses forsook Egypt, led Israel, and did the will of the Lord, all in response to the promise of God. And so look in verse 30. Israel conquered Jericho because of faith in the promise from God. God said, I march around the city seven times. And that didn't sound logical. That didn't sound very military wise. And so, but they believed and the walls fell. Verse 31, Rahab was saved because of her faith in the Lord's promise. Verse 32 through 40, thousands down through the ages have responded to God's promise with faith, and they have seen Him do great wonders. I'm sure everybody's sitting here tonight that you have responded to God in faith, and you've seen God do great wonders in your life, in the life of your family, in the life of your friends, in the lives of people that you know, that you have prayed for. You've seen God do some great things. I'm sure that you have. So with these facts in mind, what is faith? What is faith? Faith is the assurance that God will do exactly what He has promised to do. That's what faith is. Faith is that God will do exactly what He has promised to do. Anything based on guesswork, anything based on peace of heart, anything based on wishful thinking, or whatever you might want to say, will end in failure. God is a God who responds to His people's faith in Himself and His promises. So God is a God, when you have faith in His Word and what He promised He'd do for you, then He responds to that faith. When God's Word said He'll do something for you, and you believe that God, what God said in that Word that He'll do for you, then He responds to that. Now let me give you another illustration when we're talking about this. And I may have said this year before at the church, I don't know, I'm sure I have. You can't be here 30-some years and not repeat yourself, I don't guess. But if you go out here tonight, I don't think we got anybody who's going to do this. If you go out here tonight and climb up on the top of this building and said, I'm going to jump off of here and I'm not going to hit the ground. I believe that God is going to make me fly. I prayed about it. I've asked Him to hold me up. I have peace in my heart that He'll make me fly. I believe that's His will, that I get up there and jump off. So I'm going to leap off of this building and He'll make me fly. If you've got that attitude tonight and you think that's what faith is, before you jump, please tell somebody here tonight what to do with your body, because you're going to die if you think God told you to do that. Now listen, you say, if you tell me, well, in some an angle say, in some roundabout way, He'd ever tell somebody to do that. I can't put God in a box and say He'd never do that. For some reason, if it's for your good and His glory, if you was up there and a terrorist was after you, He might let you jump off and not let it happen. If you're just doing it to try to do that, like picking up a snake and all those kinds, but that's not you here. Many people have been disappointed with God because He didn't do something they told Him to do. We must remember That faith is not a lasso which we throw around God's neck to make Him do our will. That's sort of what a lot of Christians believe. That we're going to make God do what we want Him to do. It's not some button that we push to force God into doing what we want. Now, many have prayed for things that they wanted, and even many prayed for things that they even thought they needed, and their requests were denied. I know that I have. I'm sure some of you are sitting here tonight that you prayed for things that you thought you wanted, even some things that you thought that you needed and you didn't get them. I'm sure that's probably true with all of us. Sometimes the things that we pray for were legitimate. Like we have a friend or we have a family member that's sick and we pray for that person to be healed. We may pray for a new job, which sounds legitimate. We may pray for some other problem. But however, sometimes we forget that they haven't been given a clear promise from God concerning that situation. They are disappointed. Now, God didn't tell us in His Word that He's going to give us whatever job that we desire. And I ain't going to say that. A lot of people working at jobs that they probably don't like, or would rather had another job, but God seen fit to give you the job that you have, and He's got you there for a reason. But you might have wanted a better one. You prayed for it, and you never did get it. Is what the point I'm trying to make. However, whenever we think about it, we can pray about it, and that's the case. We can pray about anything we want to. And I do a lot. And then we can hope that it'll come to pass. I pray about a lot of things. And I want God to do it. And I hope that it'll come to pass. But we can only have faith in those things which God has already promised us to bring a pass. When I expect God to do as He has promised, that's faith. Now, when I expect God to do what He has promised, that's faith. Now, here is what I'm talking about. The Lord says, I will provide, I shall supply all your needs in glory. I'll supply all your needs according to my riches in glory by Christ Jesus. So when I have a need, I can have faith in the promise of God that He's going to meet that need that I have because He has promised to do that.
We would like to thank you for listening to the services of Brother Oscar McCamus. For more information about our church, please like us on Facebook at Union Temple Free Will Baptist Church or visit our website at uniontemplefwb.org.